Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, the podcast that's here to help you get hotter, happier, healthier, and wealthier. If you guys don't already know, we have a video version of this podcast on YouTube. If you're watching it here, hi. If you're listening to it on one of the audio versions, we are on every single platform. Just know that you can always find us on YouTube and also on Instagram at Wealth and Wellness Studio. This podcast is really here to just help you get a little bit closer to building your dream life every single day. And taking you on the journey this year. For those of you guys who haven't listened to us before, Katarina and I are working on a couple of different startups, running our own businesses on the side as well. And my main source of income is my marketing agency, but we're part of a ton of other products. And 2025 is going to be a huge year for us. So we're taking you guys on the journey with us and just sharing tips on the way as we're on our journey to get hotter, wealthier, healthier, happier, to give you the resources and the tools to do the same. Because I feel like there's a lot of gatekeeping in the world and we're not trying to be a part of that. So let's build our dream lives together. Guys, today's episode is going to be so much fun. It is really just a for fun episode, but it's more lifestyle related. I feel like we've been doing a lot of business and wellness, but I was just thinking about like happiness in life. Like the way you work matters, right? Because you can work 10 hours in a day, but the way that you structure your day can make or break whether or not you feel depressed and anxious or like super happy, energetic, and thriving. And for 2025, I picked a word that kind of like sums up the direction I want to go in this year. But my word this year is energy. Like I just feel like last year was in such a grind season that I was in school full time, taking 26 credits, working full time as a marketing director for an anesthesia software company, and then building my own business on the side. Like that was a grind, and like still trying to like have fun and whatever. But I had this thing where I was like, I could work really burnt out and like work super slow, I guess. And I was okay, like working unhappy. But this year I'm like, you know what? Like I gave myself time at the end of last year to recover a bit. And now I'm like, I want that fun. Like I'm a person who has fire inside of me, a lot of energy. I know all of our personalities are wired different, but like I have high energy. And this year I just want to bring like full energy, like no half-ass energy anymore into my business, into my personal life, into my work. And that doesn't mean that I'll never rest, but it's like, I want to give my full energy to resting, like my full fire energy into my workouts, my full fire energy, like not half-assing things. Because I think sometimes when we're pursuing our dream life, it's so easy to like half-ass it so that we don't feel the fear of what if it doesn't work out, because we'll always have this excuse of like, well, at least I didn't give it everything. And if you give your full energy and you give it everything and something doesn't work out, it's a lot more like impactful and personal. So on that note, this year I'm like, this is the year of full energy. Like we are not half doing things to try to like protect ourselves, sabotage ourselves. Like we are full doing things. So where was I going with this? With that being said, I've been putting a lot of effort and time into my morning routines. I used to travel so much that I just never really gave like routine that word. It gave me the ick before. I did not like it. And I'm starting to find the beauty of it. And I think a routine is more like scaffolding of a structure. And it doesn't mean that every single day you have to do the exact same things. But I'm starting to realize like the importance of habits, because we have them anyway. Like if you wake up and you go on your phone first thing and you're scrolling, like that is impacting. Go listen to Huberman. Go listen to all these wellness podcasts. Go listen to the 55 wellness episodes we did last season on hormones and wellness and all of the things. But getting on your phone first thing in the morning, it ruins your circadian rhythm. It like messes up your hormones. Like it is such a bad way to start your day versus like getting up, letting yourself rest for a second, and then grabbing your electrolytes, your water, going outside on a walk, getting natural sunlight. Even if it's cloudy outside, like it'll still benefit you and your hormones and your circadian rhythm. Coming inside, instead of going for the cup of coffee first, like make yourself a high protein breakfast with eggs and maybe like a salad so you get that fiber in, which also helps like offset your glucose spikes. Like there's so many things that you can do in your routine, little things in your routine that can make or break how you feel, how your hormones go, and then how your life and the rest of your year goes. So talking about routines, today we are going to be covering morning routines or just routines in general, East Coast versus West Coast. Now, I have spent time in a lot of different places, and it's really interesting to see how business owners and I guess entrepreneurs particularly work in different places. So I've noticed that routines. So let's go over the typical East Coast routine first. I feel like this is the one that most people are like accustomed to, where you wake up, do your workout. Generally, it's pretty early. Then you go and you work for the majority of your day and then enjoy your evening. I feel like on the West Coast, especially in surf culture, I feel like there's a little bit of a different routine. So on the West Coast, typically, I've met a lot more people who they'll wake up and work first thing in the morning. Then middle of their day, they'll take time to hang out. They'll take time to go surf, to connect, to live, to like go to the coffee shops. And then everyone's in their homes again, like after sunset, like sunset's an activity. Everyone goes, watches the sunset, especially in San Diego. Like that was like one of my favorite things to do. You watch the sunset, you go home and you're generally working again. And then you go to sleep. So I actually found a lot of value in that. And I love like actually taking time to connect with people. But I think that everyone works in such a different schedule. And again, it depends on your lifestyle and the things you enjoy doing. Like obviously if you're chasing swell and you're trying to be like a huge business owner, like your schedule some days may look a little different depending on how the waves are. But I think for every person, like you really want to just like you want to intentionally decide like your financial future, you don't want like some business or organization deciding that for you. Like just the same way you want to decide the destiny of your own personal life. Like you don't want to accidentally end up in a relationship or something that you wake up 20 years later and you're like, how the frick did I end up in this? Like the same way I think that we should be intentional about the routines that we're creating for our life. And this is something that I'm like currently in the process of building. So I think there's no right answer. There's just different ways of structuring your life that feel and don't feel good for you. And maybe it changes over different seasons, but I'm still deciding. So I just wanted to throw this out there and see what type of routine you guys tend to do. When do you work best? Like everyone is so different. And the second thing I'm going to do in this episode is cover some different habits, wellness tricks, habits that are making me hotter and happier that I'm doing in 2025 in this season of life. And I'm experimenting with all these different concoctions and we're going to see which formula makes me feel the best. So I just wanted to point out that I have been trying a lot of different things and I've been super inspired by the Skinny Confidential Him and Her podcast. Super killer entrepreneurs that are absolutely killing it. And just listening to them and all of the guests that they have on their podcast, just super high achieving people. Like I love listening to how different people live their life and how they like hack their life to work best for them. So a lot of this has been inspired from different episodes that I've been listening to recently and getting inspired myself. But here are some different things that I'm trying to implement right now and we'll see which ones stick and which ones don't. But the last couple of days I've been trying oil pulling. It's an Ayurvedic principle, which, I hadn't really heard of. Well, I had heard of before, but I finally have given it a shot. But it's for oral health. So basically you take oil. You take either olive oil or coconut oil. I've tried it with both. I think coconut oil is a little bit grosser to me, like just taste wise, like that first like spoonful into your mouth. But trying to do this in the morning where I take 15 to 20 minutes and, it also helps me be silent for a little bit. So like I've been putting it in and then either going on a walk or like journaling or getting ready. And you basically just like swish it around, get it in your gums and in your teeth. And it helps whiten your teeth. And it also helps to get rid of bacteria in your mouth. And you know, a lot of this stuff too, it's more about like the ritual of like, you feel good when you've made a small win. Like, again, I'm not saying you just disclaimer, you don't have to do any of these things to be successful at all. To be successful, you need to, especially in business, you need to have a product or service and you need to sell it a bunch. But this is more things I do to feel really good and to feel hotter and happier and healthier and lifestyle wise. So it's like making your bed in the morning. Like I think small wins beget small wins. And when you've done like five things that just feel so good for your brain and body, like first thing in the morning, like you feel better about yourself and your life, and you're more likely to do other wins when it comes to business or other things later on in your day. So oil pulling has been something that I've been trying. Morning walks in sunlight. Like, guys, I am currently in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I love it up here. There is so much good skiing, but we all know in the winter, there's just not a lot of sunlight. So I'm blessed to have a partnership with Upgrade Labs. So I do go in and try to use their red light bed, which I think helps a lot with seasonal affective disorder and helps a lot with skin health and so many other things. Upgrade Labs was founded by Dave Asprey. So if you haven't checked them out already, go check them out. And if you're in Coeur d'Alene, you need to try them. They have so many cool biohacking tools in their space. But there's obviously that, but outside of that, morning walks, even if it's cloudy outside, even if it's not sunny, like, it's still, there's so much research how good it is for your hormones and how good it is for your health. Especially if you're staring at screens all day like me and that's your job, like, get out, go on a walk, it'll change your life. So there's that. And then another thing I'm doing is I'm trying to be less stressed, particularly in the morning, because I think stress, not just I think, but there's so many studies done on how chronic stress is so bad for your hormones and especially for women in like your ovulation cycle, like, so bad for you. And chronic stress causes disease. So just finding ways to regulate my nervous system daily and have a little bit more fun and a little bit less survival mode on a day-to-day basis. And especially first thing in the morning for me, I've realized if I open my phones and I get to emails, like, overwhelming, it's not fun. But like, if I open my eyes and I don't get on my phone for an hour and then like, and then I start my day and I let myself actually enjoy my morning and not stress into what's my first client task that I have to do today. Like, I just feel so much better. But that is like one of the hardest habits for me because I'm such an like over perfectionist sometimes that I'm like, I need, like, if this needs to get done, it needs to get done right now. They can't wait an hour. And like, understanding that my clients can wait an hour and they're going to be okay has been huge for me. Dry brushing at night. This is another one that like, have I really been doing that? No, but I have done it a couple of times and I think I want to try it a couple more times. I don't know how, like, I understand like dry brushing for your lymphatic system is super good. I have a hard time feeling it, like an immediate feeling. So I don't know about this one. I'm going to report back when I go a little further down my journey with it. I've been doing laser hair removal at home. So there's this, this is not sponsored, but the Rose Skin Co, they have a at-home laser machine that you can get, that has been super nice because I paid like $4,000 for laser last year and it didn't work completely. Anyway, that's a whole different story, but I feel I've paid for laser twice at this point, and I'm like, I'm just doing this at home because I don't trust you guys anymore. So I'm hoping that with unlimited treatments at home, like, laser will actually work. So that's like another beauty thing that I'm doing recently. And then throughout my day, I'm doing tea instead of multiple cups of coffee a day. I think sometimes there's a great coffee shop right down the street. I actually used to work there. And so sometimes when I'm bored, I'll just like go and like grab like not six cups of coffee, but like, I'll just keep buying lattes. And I'm like, Nat, you need to stop. Like, I know this is bad for my hormones. I'll still do decaf, but I'm a big oat milk drinker, which is not good. I think if I liked regular milk, at least I'd be getting like protein in, but I don't. So not the best like snack. So I've been drinking I drink Cycle Tea for my hormones, which is basically a tea subscription that like lines up with your menstrual cycle to support your hormones with herbal supplements like in each phase. And then I drink like ginger tea, mint tea, like throughout the day, just so I have a fun drink. Like, I love fun drinks. So kombucha and that and juices like have been, not juices, but like green juices or whatever, have been like my lifesaver instead of drinking like multiple cups of coffee a day. And I have to say my gut feels so good and I feel better. I recently watched The Devil Wears Prada and I rewatched it because this like Vogue fashion girl was on the Skinny Confidential podcast. And I was so inspired. I was like, man, like, we have lost class. Like, we've just lost class. And I want to bring, like, I want to be classy. I don't care if like no one else around me is, like, I want to dress up. I want to be classy. I want to be put together. So that's something I'm working on this year. And sometimes it can be so hard because, guys, like, it's just so easy to be lazy, but we're trying. We're trying out here. And I think especially as I like continue to try to grow my modeling career, which, guys, this is such a funny story, but I'm 5'4". So Truly, this is like more of one of those like do hard things challenges for me, where you don't really believe that you can do it, and it's not very likely, but you're just going to see what can happen anyway. Because like, why does it hurt to get rejected? It doesn't. I signed on with this modeling agency after being my own agent last year, and then I tried to sign on with them, but apparently like a month in, I was like, hey, like, how's the booking going? Like, I can't pitch myself. So, like, are you pitching me? And they were like, yeah, as an actor. I was like, I don't have any acting abilities, like zero acting abilities. Like, you don't want me to be an actor. Like, I'd be a terrible actor. Anyway, they're like, oh, you're too short to model. I was like, you could have told me this like before, like, that's fine. But like, bye, I'll represent myself. So anyway, that's been a journey. But it's like a fun, like, side hustle. And it's really just like, when I feel like when I hear a no, it's like an invitation to say yes and get rejected. Like, that is the way I look at life. And that's like the best way, I think, to go about things. So anyway, there's that. And then eating in a way that supports brain health. Eating in a way that supports brain health, just focusing on whole foods, trying to minimize sugar. Not perfect at all in any means, shape, or form. But like, again, it's like consistent effort over a long period of time that makes a huge difference. And then reducing inflammation in my body. There's so many different things. Skincare routines. But yeah, so I think my morning routine will change over time. I just like, I'm a big believer sitting down the day before and planning how you're going to do your next day. So it just really depends, I think, for me, especially with how multifaceted like my day-to-day basis is, depending on if I'm podcasting, if I'm have a modeling gig, if I'm just doing my agency computer work, if I am like having meetings for the startup, like, it's just so different every single day. So I try to sit down the night before and plan out my day ahead. But yeah. And yeah. You know what I really miss? This is such a side tangent, but I have been watching Shelby Sells, I think is her handle on Instagram. And she's basically trains. She has a sales academy for girls and absolutely crushes it. And I was trained by someone similar, but he was a guy in the space and he was my sales coach and trained me for this influencer that a couple years ago I was like doing remote sales calls for. And anyway, that's a whole different story. If you go back and listen to How to Build a Business, How to Build a Marketing Agency episode from the first episode in January, then you'll be able to hear a little bit more of my story in sales. But I love sales. I think sales give me the foundation for everything else that I've done with business. And I low-key want to go back to sales. Like, I'm like, I miss the high pace of like being a remote sales closer, like someone filling up your schedule and all you have to do is close it. I'm like, I know that what I'm investing my time into is like so much more profitable now, but like, it was so much fun. So if you guys haven't, I'm like plugging this just because of how much it changed my life, but you should definitely, if you're lost and don't know what to do, like, do remote sales closing. And Shelby, I think, has the best academy based off of all the research I've done, and everyone, like, if I could go back, I would have trained with her as well. So not sponsored. I just like such a firm believer in sales, but based off, let's wrap up that tangent and come back to the podcast. That's really it, guys. I just wanted to talk about routines and habits that I'm building. So yeah, what, DM us at the Wealth and Wellness Studio and let me know, what is your typical routine? And are you a West Coast or East Coast lifestyle person? How are you building your dream lifestyle this year? Like, what is your dream lifestyle? Because I feel like if you don't even sit down and like take account, like, what is your dream lifestyle? Like, you're never going to be able to build your dream life if you don't even know what your dream life is. So hopefully this episode inspired you a little bit lifestyle wise. And if not, then at least we had fun yapping for 18 minutes. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week on the Wealth and Wellness Studio. If this episode, if you enjoyed it, leave us a 5-star review. That would mean the world to us. And also subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.